This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Tomorrow, as you know, is the first anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. Tonight, we go to the heartland, where the president's surprisingly strong support led the way to his upset victory. So are the people of the great Midwest happy with their choice 1 year in? Senior correspondent Mike Tobin talked to some of them and reports tonight from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
With a nation bitterly divided on party lines, Wisconsin is an enigma. Voters picked Obama in 2012, then Trump in 2016 by large margins. Working class and white, many southern Wisconsin counties that picked Democrat Russ Feingold voted Trump at the same time.
Donald Trump stood out and he fought back and he had an agenda. Everybody else just seemed wishy-washy.
Now, a year into his term, they have seen all the highs and lows.
He gets up in the middle of the night and tweets things.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
He'll change the narrative in the same day he'll change the narrative about things. It's just, I would think it would be very frustrating for the people he has to work with.
I think this is the worst president we've ever had.
And a never-ending battle with the media.
The media's never fair to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is.
A possible litmus test was in Wisconsin's traditionally Republican 10th district. In a special election, Democrat Patty Schachner upset Republican Adam Jarko for the state Senate. That prompted Governor Scott Walker to tweet that the win by a Democrat is a wake-up call for Republicans in Wisconsin.
I think the effect that his candidacy and his presidency so far has had is to really galvanize people to come out and show up.
Despite all the criticism leveled at the president for causing America's standing in the world to erode, Trump voters here like what they saw when he talked tough with North Korea, when he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and promised to move the U.S. embassy there, and they liked when he told his military leaders to take point in destroying ISIS.
I think other countries probably perceive that our president is someone who's going to back up what he says. If he draws a line in the sand, it's to be respected.
I think now we are more respected overseas now again than we were before.
They are also looking at a stock market pushing further into record territory. Wisconsinites like to credit tax reform to Speaker Paul Ryan, but note that it went through on Trump's watch with his support.
Companies are giving out bonuses to workers. I mean, you know, Dow Jones, Wall Street is doing well.
What we did not see with our sample of the population is a change of opinion. Trump supporters are just as passionate as they were before the election, possibly more. Trump detractors have been given a lot to work with.
Well, as far as the detractors are concerned, of course, there's a pigpiling effect when you got the mainstream media reporting about 90% about all the bad stuff about Donald Trump. But I would say to those that have such animus toward this president is to stop and think, look, are you trying to fit Donald Trump in a square peg when he's, you know, he's a round hole kind of guy? You know, I mean, just, it's kind of like the current book that's out there from Corin, Corey Lewandowski, and Bossy, Let Trump Be Trump. You know, is he perfect? No. I mean, I don't know any one president that's been perfect. I mean, look, we're humans with all our flaws. And that's there. But, you know, if we had a media, life could be a dream here, that could support and get behind. If we had government officials that could get behind, including members of his own party, to where he's not fighting at every turn, maybe there might be some civility, he says, with cautious optimism. But look at this past year. And, of course, the Democrats are rallying, you know, they're just relishing the fact that here we have a government shutdown. They would love nothing better than the president to go to the State of the Union, which at least there's five Democrats who said they're not going to show up to the State of the Union, which is disgusting because I say, okay, fine, don't show up. We're going to dock you your pay. You are paid to show up and represent the people. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. You know, when talking with John Rutherford just a moment ago, and we're going to bring Patrick Wood on here in just a moment, the theme of this morning is we need an activated citizenry, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at what our government is doing to us. They're shut down right now because one party has decided that citizenship doesn't matter. What matters and what's most important to them are illegals, non-citizens. And the citizenry is suffering because of what one party is doing. Now, I don't care where you want to place the blame. I mean, like anything, even Donald Trump understands this as a CEO and as a manager most of his life. You cannot blame your employees. You have got to make this work. And so the one who is in charge has to take the responsibility. You know, just like Democrats right now with Chuck Schumer as a leader of the Democrats, the Democratic Senate, would want you to believe that it's the Republicans' fault. He's got a responsibility as the leader of the Democrats. He cannot sit there and posture, because what he's hoping, and he's playing a big, you know, a game of dice here, in hoping that between the mainstream media and people's perception and their antithesis and acrimony towards one Donald Trump, then it's going to stay on Donald Trump. But less people realize and know that Chuck Schumer, this is the Schumer shutdown. He did this out of his own stubbornness. They had agreed on things, and now everybody is walking on the left or walking back their agreements. But you've got to stay activated. And this reminds me of Martin Niemöller, who was a prominent Protestant in the 19th century and into the 20th. Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler, spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. And you may remember this famous saying. He says, first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. And this is the power, particularly of technocracy, as it continues to rise in what it is doing in order to bring us all behind the fences and the corral here. Right, Patrick Wood?
That's exactly right, Bill. And you've hit the nail on the head. There needs to be a return to national civil discussion in this country, or else our republic is just going to fly apart into a thousand pieces. Mm-hmm. And you can lay the blame wherever you want, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservative. The whole system at this point has degraded to the point where discussion cannot take place.
Right.
And that's what the big danger is right now, that right. No discussion can take place. Because when people shut down, that's when well, that's when the blades start coming out, right? It's like,
right,
there's nothing
exactly
left to do but go to war.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what's happening. It happens in nations. It happened in Europe, for instance, World War II. It's exactly what happened. When communication failed, people, you know, the tanks started to roll across the borders.
Right. And that's what the Pentagon is warning. They're saying we're not that far away because what public discourse has been reduced. And who's been at the charge of this? You know, you've got some players, you know, political players and pundits and that sort of thing that would have us at each other's throat. But after everything is said and done, Martin Niemöller's point is the blame really lies at our very own feet, doesn't it?
It really does in the end. The American people themselves need to take responsibility for their country.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done it for so very long. They thought like, well, it's like many... Like many churchgoers, they pay the pastor to do all the work, you know.
Right.
Well, we don't need to do anything. Let him do it. And that's what we've done with the government.
Right.
People have said, well, we pay our taxes. To heck with it. You know, I'm not going to do anything. I pay them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. And this needs to be turned around. And people, individual people in our country, just average citizens, and mass need to take responsibility for their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
This has always been the American way. That's how the revolution got, you know, was successful in the first place.
Exactly. Well, the challenge that we have here is our own human interests, as you point out here, Patrick, and the old Pareto principle that says most of the work, the lion's share of the work, is done by 20% of the people. And that gets us into trouble. And, you know, that number has been even further drilled down and restricted, and what we're doing along the way is the very freedoms that are enumerated in our Constitution are being compromised and put at risk.
That's right. That's right. I have to mention at this point that myself and one of my colleagues, Mary Baker,
mm-hmm.
Have just launched a training class for local activists called Citizen
Excellent.
Ninja.
And, I love that. That's great.
We're really excited about it. But people have been asking for years, what can we do? We've cooked up an answer, and it's under the auspices of localactivist.org.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy to remember, localactivist.org. People can go there and take a look at it. We're just kind of getting started, and be patient with us and stuff. But Mary has trained over 800 people in the last couple of years in California to validate her training for Citizen Ninja training, you know, for activists. And it's basic training. It's basic training. It's that we're not teaching people about the issues. You know the issues.
Right.
The
right.
issues are everywhere. You don't need anybody else to tell you more issues.
Mm.
We're trying to teach people now, okay, you got an issue? Here's what you can do about it. Here's how you can engage people in the community, and your community leaders, your city council people, your mayor, your county, you know, planners or whatever. Here's how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this, mm-hmm. but the point is, if there isn't a return to civil discourse by real legitimate citizens of our country, our country's going to fly apart in 1,000 pieces. Now, just take your pick.
Right.
You can have it. What you can have it this way. You can have it that way.
Right.
I don't want it that way. I don't want 1,000 pieces. You know, I don't want to be shattered.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to stop this soon, Bill. There's no time anymore.
No, it's very dangerous where we sit right now. I mean, the empowerment lies in thinking for yourself, as you say, Patrick. It starts with the thoughts, the very thoughts that you hold in your mind and your heart. And where are those thoughts coming from? Are they being dictated to you by the mainstream media, where 90% of what they have to say about the President of the United States is negative? I mean, that fundamentally should tell you something is wrong right there. Are you being dictated to by that device that you cannot be separated from, known as the cell phone and internet connectivity, by music videos that you know in your heart of hearts? There's something wrong. There's something civilly discordant with what you're being exposed to. But if you're not going to take the responsibility, then somebody else is going to be dictating that for you. And that's what's happening right now, Patrick, to your point, right?
It is exactly. And Mary points out that she heard this from somebody on the other side one time. that if you don't have a seat at the table, you are what's for lunch.
I love that. Patrick Wood is with us. Our conversation with Patrick continues on the other side of the break. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. I love that line, Patrick Wood. If you don't have a seat at the table, you are what's for lunch. And the thing is, in many cases, people have just got up. They've walked away from the table. Well, there are, as we're starting to see here, hopefully you can see it, is that you can leave your seat. And there are people with a different agenda that will take it over, won't they?
That's exactly right. And people, when we say take a seat, what we mean is you need to be engaged with your local community. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit back and say, well, you know, I'm just going to pay my utility bill and that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. You need to be involved with your city council people, with people who are in leadership positions, your school board, your water boards, your fire boards. All these public entities are where citizens need to be. Mm-hmm. And they're not. They're not there. They don't have a seat at the table.
So you know the big secret?
They're not there.
The big secret, Patrick, in all this is, yes, their leadership. But, and this is what people need to catch and understand what our founding fathers gave us. They gave us the greatest gift in the U.S. Constitution. They can be in leadership, but they do not have the authority. The authority belongs to we the people. But if we abdicate that authority, hey, they're happy to take it because they're so brilliant and they know so much. Our founding fathers knew they could not handle all the authority. They could be leaders, but they're not the ones to be in the position of authority. And I hope somehow that makes sense to you. And I'm talking to my audience right now, Patrick, because this is absolutely key, is that as I am understanding more and more of the significance of authority, this is what gives people the power. And some have caught it along the way. Those on the left, as we were talking about, the rebel rousers of the 60s decided, hey, and they figured out the game, and they've done a great job. You know, they have taken over. And this is why the country has continued to veer left and move into these dangerous areas like technocracy that you and I have been talking about.
That's right. I think even in states like California, where it's already been so riddled by the hard leftist philosophy, even in a state like that, if citizens who are concerned in any given local community were to stand up and be counted and literally get a seat at the table, get involved with their local processes and stuff, mm-hmm. things would change. Things would change just as surely mm-hmm. as they changed in the first place to the left.
Exactly.
It would change.
Well, and the dangerous thing, in a sense, is the easy answer is, well, we'll just bifurcate the state. Right now, there's a big move to cut it in half.
Yeah.
They're going to give the coastline to the liberals and the inner area of the state. The conservatives will take over. That's ridiculous. You know, you're one big state, and whether or not you want to cut it in two, or there was a greater movement here not that long ago last year to break it up into six states, of course, that's not going to happen. But clearly, there's such disruption within the state, and some reasonably minded people see the trajectory, and it is no bueno. And they're saying, hey, look, we got to do something about this. Well, what they've got to do is they've got to take on the resistance. They've got to take over positions of leadership. They have the authority to do that. Go out there, get their voters activated, you know, get them engaged in the government there, and take back California. Jerry Brown and those, I mean, they continue to delusion people in such a way. I mean, it is amazing to me. That state is bankrupt. And they want to insist on being a sanctuary state. They have people that have been multiple time felons, illegally come back, and then they wonder. And the thing is, it's so idiotic about this, Patrick. They wonder why they come to California. So, well, because you protect them. Does that not make? Well, we have to protect the rest of the illegals. So that's why it's a sanctuary state, so that they can, they can be free to go to the police. Are you kidding me? You have no clue whatsoever. That's not the way it works. It is so ingrained at the ground level that the communities, the local zip codes there, they know who to talk to, and they know it's not the police. And there is so much. Oppression in these zip codes, and they're so controlled by a mini Mexican mafia in these zip codes. They're not gonna call 911. They're illegal. They're afraid they're gonna put their livelihood or their future, their families at risk by getting involved with the federal government. You know, they will, I mean, or the state government, they will if they have no other choice. And right now, the state continues to reward this bad behavior at the expense of law-abiding citizens. That just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't hardly make sense. And now the federal government is threatening to come in and start arresting people who are supporting sanctuary cities, even including some of the, you know, city leadership.
The mayors and that. Why not?
The mayors and the city council people.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? I mean, after all, they are breaking the law, the federal law, and compromising the system. And this is what Donald Trump ran on, was national security. Well, it's pretty sad that the national security it's not an existential threat. It's intrinsic, and it's domestic.
It is, and we hope that there will be absolutely no bloodshed in California. There has been before, I might add, in California over the years. I can remember back going all the way back to the 60s.
Yep,
there's been problems, and we hope that doesn't happen again. But at this point, California's drawn a line in the sand, and the federal government is almost being forced into a position where they have to take action, because if there is no order among the states will fly apart.
Right.
This can't happen.
Well, as we've always known, Patrick, so goes California, so goes, as California goes, so goes other cities across the country. You got Chicago coming up, parts of New York that could go by the wayside as well. And if you talk government action, I mean, oh my gosh, are we talking Kent State and all kinds of craziness again?
I know. I don't even want to go there, you know.
Well,
I don't want to think that way at all.
But
it's up to them at this point. It's up to California. But imagine the impact if it is possible for the current administration to break the cartel, if you will, in California.
Mm-hmm.
Think what would happen as that rippled across the country if California could be brought back into check again.
Yes.
It would be an amazing thing, I have to say.
It would definitely put the rest of these local governments on notice, no doubt. Patrick, I want to talk about one of the columns in on your website, Battle Growing Against Silicon Valley to Expose Extreme Leftist Bias. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, you know, there is a growing movement as against Silicon Valley as people realize how hard left actually is technocratic mindset, but how far left these people are and how much they hate conservatives. They discriminate actively against conservatives, not only the Twitters of the world, the Facebooks and the Googles and so on, but all the rest of the cultures of these big high tech firms. They are dead set against any conservative values within their companies, and those people get discriminated against. And there has been a lot of growing kickback against against big tech, if you will. You call it big pharma, now we have big tech.
Big tech, right.
But there is a growing sentiment that, hey, this needs to stop, this needs to be exposed. But the reaction, this article I posted, the reaction to this is really interesting, because what Silicon Valley is doing and what their defenders are doing is they're equating all criticism of the culture to what they call the alt-right, the white nationalists, the KKK, the neo-Nazis and stuff. This is absolute ridiculous. But they're doing this to save their own keisters. You know, they're trying, well, you know, the criticism is coming from all these wacko right-wing, you know, white supremacist people. And what a bunch of nonsense. But this needs to be talked through and realized for what it is. It's just that part is a sham, but the actual resistance is real.
Well, they need to understand this. I say we the people need to understand this is an act of mere self-justification. That's what this is all about, and it's dangerous. Patrick Wood, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils, the miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10-milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
I know it's wrong, it's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home.
You know, all this history of this great country of ours, what it reminds us is that at a time when it was needed, a citizenry got activated. You know, whether it's the citizen ninjas that we were just talking about, Jenny Beth Martin joins us right now, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, and she's been activating citizens with a concerted effort. When you go to their website, you can, there's something there every day, and it's not like some big project that you need to do, and that's the one thing about being an activated citizen. It's maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, but it's all investing in strengthening our country because what we get out of this is an activated and intelligent citizenry that is well informed on the facts. Isn't that right, Jenny Beth?
That's absolutely right, and we have to be engaged. One thing I've learned from this Tea Party movement is just to make your voices heard. It's not enough to show up on the streets or to yell at the television. You have to turn that passion into action. And we work very hard at Tea Party Patriots to make that easy for everyone.
Well, Jenny Beth, what I've been coming to realize more and more was in terms of the brilliance of our founding fathers. Every time I read the U.S. Constitution, and I recommend to our audience that you do this on an ongoing basis because, like anything that you would read, if you've ever found yourself reading a book the second time, you go, wait a minute, how did I miss that significant part in the chapter? How did I overlook that? And that's the way it has been for me with the U.S. Constitution. And what's been really haunting me is the authority position that we the people have. And it is that authority position that we have surrendered to the ruling elite. And this is why we're dealing with a government shutdown once again, is because we the people aren't about our own business, and we're letting them handle the business and being paid for this insanity that's going on in D.C.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And the founding fathers, first, they never intended for the politicians to stay in Washington, in the nation's capital, forever. Mm-hmm. They expected them to go and serve their country and then go back home and go back to work, mm-hmm. which we completely lost. And then they also thought that we as citizens would be engaged and informed and would continue to be vigilant and watch over them and hold them accountable. And when times are going well, it's easy to delegate that and not pay too much attention. But when you start getting into $20 trillion in debt, we have people coming across our border illegally day after day after day after day. And the rule of law seems to be meaningless, whether it's the IRS or the FISA courts or the FBI, or the border. Mm-hmm. We have to step up and be engaged. We simply cannot delegate it all to people in Washington, D.C. They have helped cause the problems.
Yeah, and here it is, because of our ignorance, and for whatever reason, as you say, it happens on both sides of the scale. Either when things get really rough and people have to bear down and say, look at Bill, I don't have time to deal with the government right now. I'm lucky to have a moment to go vote. I am hustling. I'm working 3-4 jobs in order to keep up. You know, we just went through the Obama administration, which was absolutely devastating. I'm trying to, you know, still provide health care for my family. I'm just praying and I'm telling the kids, hey, don't. I mean, we've all become germaphobes now. We're germaphobes to the 10th degree in our household now, because we can't afford for anybody to even get a cold, because I can't take them to the doctor. I mean, this is the everyday problem that most Americans have been dealing with. So whether it's, you know, things are pressed and you got to focus on other things, or when it's going really good and you kick back and say, okay, hey, I'll let them do their job. No, you can't surrender your position any more than 5 Democrats can surrender their position and not show up for the State of the Union.
That is exactly right. You have to stay engaged. And I understand, believe me, I understand. There's so much to do, just taking care of your family and working and providing for your family and trying to make a better life for yourself. But if we don't hold Washington accountable, our job to make a better life for ourselves is even more difficult, because mm-hmm. Washington will run amok. And we've seen that happen for the last decade. Now, things are getting better right now when you look at the decrease in regulations and the tax reform plan. But now we have a situation where the Democrats are saying that it's better to shut down the government and not pay our military, the men and women who are volunteering to serve our country and risk their lives for our freedom, and in so doing, not pay them, but work to protect people who have entered our country illegally. It's messed up.
Yeah, it really is. And that was what I was going to say, Jenny, to your point, is the Democrats and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have clearly chosen non-citizens over citizens. And this is what Donald Trump won on. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, when this has been going on for all this time and you empower, and then this is the thing. I mean, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are rolling some real serious dice here. Somehow they think that the people are going to continue to be delusioned and put the blame on the Republican Party. And somebody's thumb is on the scale once again, just like it was when candidate Trump was running.
You're right, and I think that they think the long-term payoff is worth the short-term risk. And we have defeated amnesty being granted to people who entered our country illegally, who broke in line in front of people who have followed the rules and laws that we have for immigration. We've defeated that a few other times, and if we don't stand up and hold the Republicans firm and tell them to keep holding firm, we will not win this battle right now. The Democrats are doing all they can to push forward on this, and we have to hold firm, and we have to remind President Trump, this is one reason why people voted for you. We want a secure border. We want to make sure the rule of law matters, so things like what happened to you in the FISA court don't happen anymore. And that can only happen if the rule of law matters everywhere in our country.
Exactly.
It's in some parts.
Exactly. Well, the thing I find quite complexing here, Jenny Beth, and I don't know about you, but on that infamous Tuesday when the room was filled with cameras for almost an hour, watching a bipartisan perspective and attack on immigration in terms of solving the problem, I thought, wow, this is pretty good. So we go from Tuesday to Thursday, and all that comes out of the Thursday meeting is allegedly some harsh term the president used, but which was noted in the committee hearing with Kirstjen Nielsen, Home Security Secretary, saying the language was flying all about. But it begs the question, you know, forget about what supposedly was said. What caused it? What was it that was put on the table that caused our president to get really upset? That's not being talked about.
Very good point, and no one is asking that question. You're absolutely right. And according to what we heard in congressional testimony, tempers were flaring everywhere, and everyone was using foul language in the room. This issue does spark a hot button in many of us because we care so deeply about our country and we want to be able to take care of other people, but we understand that we can only do that if we first make sure that our country is strong enough to take care of itself.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is what Main Street America is looking at, is as they've been paying their bills and taxes all these years, and more money is going out to take care of countries who are disrespectful to us. I said this morning to the DACA recipients who were standing out in the street grabbing their crotch and flipping off the host country, is that's an unacceptable. It's rude. It's disrespectful. And that's the one thing I got to tell you that Hispanics, Latinos understand, disrespect. And what they're doing is unacceptable. If you want to be part of this country and you want to be an asset to this country, then advance the culture. Bring your talents, your gift, your resources into this country and contribute. Grabbing your crotch and flipping us off is not the way to do it. Jenny Beth, I'm sorry. But again, remind everybody how they can get activated and be in touch with the Tea Party Patriots. Okay, all right. Well, Jenny Beth Martin has exited. She has left the building, her and Elvis. Hey, it's Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. It is Bob Waliszewski time, and you know what that means. Yes, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. And PluggedIn.org, a wonderful resource, a must resource. If you're going to go to the theater these days, no matter what it is that you want to take a look at, Bob and the team are very faithful to do hard work and give us a review of all that is out there, relevant to, the movies and where you're going to invest your money. Hey, Bob, I got to tell you, you have caused me more brain damage, than ever from the last time when we talked and we had that discussion about the number four most popular rap song that's out there. I've had this conversation with people on many occasions, only, to the point of not because I'm into anything salacious, but it's just in light of the hashtag movement and, the respect and conversation about sexual harassment. It's like, okay, align that video in the context of the hashtag movement.
Right. Yeah, that was the whole purpose of me, just kind of on a whim, I sent it to you. And the rest of the story is that one of our vice presidents here, Bob DeMoss, actually started this department, Plugged In, many years ago. Uh-huh. Then he left and he was in I think he worked for Tyndale for a while and he's back. But in the course of his days in Plugged In, he was, he did a lot of rock seminars and very well attended, did them for Focus on the Family. And, he had conversations with Luther Campbell of Two Life Crew. If you remember that band way back in the 90s, or actually probably late 80s, even into the 90s, and just extremely crude. And so, I sent him the same video link that I sent you, and I said, Bob, it seems like we ought to do an op-ed and see if we can get in some national papers, and you need to write it just kind of like, hey, back in the day, I used to do this. Now we've got a Me Too movement. We should be well ahead of where we were in the 80s and 90s and looking back and going, weren't those terrible days? So glad we're not, that we've learned our lesson. And he caught the vision. We haven't written it. I haven't seen it yet. It hasn't been published yet. But he's going to do it. And that's the whole point.
Well, I definitely want to cheer him on. I mean, now the view count, Bob, is over 90 million people have been exposed to this disgusting video.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I sent it to you, it was 80 million. Yeah. And it was the kind of video that you would hope that maybe eight people saw it, and you'd be really feeling sorry for those eight, you know. I mean, eight, not 8 million, just
right,
eight
exactly.
people.
Yeah.
And then 8 million would be really a sad commentary on society. And 80 million is extremely sad. And now you're saying it's 90 million.
Almost 91 million now. And counting,
and
of course.
Listeners who don't have a clue what we're talking about, essentially, this rapper basically, it's glorifying prostitution is what it is, but he never calls it that. It's always about intimacy yeah. for money, but he never uses that terminology. He uses very harsh language, and it's almost beyond the pale. I mean, you would just hope that somewhere, our president or something would catch wind of it, and when he tweets, he would tweet about this and just say,
right.
"Come on, folks, yeah. you know, we can do better than this." You know,
this is what's happening to our country. But you know, this is the deal, all in the name of free press and unrestrained, culture influences, movies, music. This is the kind of stuff we get, which is an absolute disaster, because the very women who are hashtagging it out there, it's almost like I want to say, hey, would you mind, can I listen to your iPod for a moment? I want to hear what kind of music you listen to.
Right.
You know?
And just one more comment on this one, too. You know, there are a bunch of boys right now that are in that 9 years of age, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age. They have watched this video a half dozen of times at least, and they are trying, and they don't have much parental supervision. I'm generalizing, but I'm right on this. In many cases, I know. And they're trying to formulate their own ideas of what's healthy in the world of sexuality. How in the future they should treat girls, mm-hmm. classmates, colleagues, women. And this video gives absolutely as far away from anything that you and I would believe in on how to treat women and the value of every human being. But these boys don't know that.
Exactly. And the thing is, Bob, the other part of it is you have girls playing the roles. I mean, girls in high school. I mean, I had a friend of mine who was a highly regarded and rewarded teacher. He was, one of the finalists for Teachers of the Year. And he taught for 5 years. He finally had to leave teaching because of the rank the rank stuff that he was exposed to as a teacher. I mean,
yeah,
I can't even tell you what he was exposed to. It's so disgusting. And this was, I mean, this isn't just last year, Bob. I mean, this is like 25 years ago. All right. And it hasn't gotten better. It's only gotten worse. And so here, you know, you talk about what these young boys are being exposed to, and for, you know, some of these gals, you know, these young girls that don't know better, it's all very casual. I mean, what do we got? We've got one gal right now, I can't remember what country she's in, but she's selling her virginity. She's doing a deal where she's
GoFundMe
kind of thing. Yeah, and to the highest bidder, she's selling her virginity.
Yeah, and see, that actually makes sense in the light of this video, because that's exactly what this video is promoting. And then we get surprised that a young girl would say, cash for intimacy?
Oh, sure.
I'm all about that. Rather than how sad that is, how regretful she will be, you know.
That's not intimacy, young girl. I want you to know that. That's not
yeah,
intimacy.
Yeah, I'm using that word only
that's,
because,
only because that's,
the
what they, that's what they use. But you're right. I mean, that's – but see, this is all the lie. This perpetuates the lie out there, is that they you know, clean it up. They soften the blow. They make it seem it's all okay. You know, you and I had this discussion. This was after you know, and I think it was one of the outbreaks of the Clinton sexual revolution that occurred after Monica Lewinsky. And I was real concerned about this, Bob. I said, oh, this is going to just really open up the gates to a new sexual revolution. And little did I know, a couple of years later, some authors had written a book, and they basically went in and anecdotally captured statements from young Christian girls and what they thought was acceptable for intimacy and sex. And that's and this is in the church, Bob. We're not talking going out and talking, you know, to the culture. This is church-going kids and what their impression was of intimacy, of sex, and what was acceptable. Pretty scary.
I've done some reading of Pastor Tim Keller, and he anecdotally has said what he has found is that when Christians in the church engage in sexual activity outside of marriage, often and very, 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 very often, it reflects on their faith. Mm-hmm. So we wonder why there is a rash of young people when they get to college leaving Christianity. And he says, and again, we don't have solid research, but he's just talking about people he's talked in his office, mm-hmm. and just saying that one of the reasons is that when they mess up there, they start thinking, well, I guess I'm just going to throw away my faith too.
Right.
And it actually makes sense to me logically. It mm-hmm. just instead of realizing there's forgiveness, they just throw the baby out, their own baby, without with the bathwater. But it happens, and it's a spiritual thing, not just a sexual thing, if you will.
Well, Bob, obviously we need to talk about this because we're not talking much about the movies. We're going to talk about Forever My Girl and
12 Strong.
But you know, just to go on with this this thought a little bit. But that's at the basis of buying into the lie, and then what happens? You just gradually turn away from God in order to accommodate your sin.
Right.
And
that's what Keller says. Yeah. And it makes perfect sense to me. In fact, I'm working on a speaking engagement that I have in Houston area in early February, and I'm just trying to pull all things together, and that's why that's fresh in my mind, because I've just read it, and I'm thinking I want to tell those young people that I'm talking to in Houston that this is the path, you know. Mm. Starts out strong faith, and then often involved outside of marriage sexually, and abandoned faith, and young people go, oh, I wonder why I've come to this abandoned faith, and they blame it on professors and teachers and battles in the classroom and college. And yes, some of that can play in, but Keller's finding that it's a bigger thing of what's happened in the bedroom, not what's happened in the classroom.
Well, anyway. And this is the problem with this type of sin. You know, the Bible says it is probably one of the biggest sins you can do against your own body.
Right.
And there is something profound about that whole study and understanding just what that does and how to the root this kind of sin goes to. It is tough, and if you're ill prepared and if you haven't held on to your no and your purity, and like you say, you can get so caught into it that you lose any kind of worth and you lose sight and understanding of a forgiving Father.
Absolutely. Well, do we have any time to talk about movies?
Well, no.
Okay.
But obviously,
okay. Well, our listeners, go to PluggedIn.com if you want to know about Forever My Girl or 12 Strong or basically anything that's playing at the box office.
There it is. Bob Walaszewski, perfectly said, from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to